Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do you desire to hear God's voice? If you do, you're not alone. Jeffrey Hardwick yearned to hear God's voice. In his pursuit to find the truth, he experienced the fulfillment of God's promise in Jeremiah 29:13 that says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Jeffrey shares his journey and ministry with us today. We pause at the beginning of our program, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know the one who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. And that he shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, my friend, the living Christ calls you to himself. Just as he called Jeffrey and Suzanne and me, he's calling you. No matter what you're facing, what you're going through, no matter how you might even feel today, that like your back is against the wall, there is always hope in Jesus, and it's a resurrection hope. And our prayer and our hope for you is that you would open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Jeffrey Hardwick is founder of A Transforming Word, a ministry that equips the body of Christ with encouraging words from the Lord. Practical biblical teaching and comforting, soaking prayers. We'll talk about that. God gave Jeffrey a mandate that leads others to a closer, more intimate relationship with Jesus. We'll hear him today. Jeffrey, hey, welcome to our show.
Aloha. I'm excited to be here today. Thank you for having me on.
And you did that well. Thank you.
Jeffrey, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Fargo, North Dakota. I ended up going to church like every Sunday. I was an altar boy. But ironically, I was really scared of God because I didn't know the truth of who he was. And one thing I got involved with as a little boy was sports. And so I ended up going to North Dakota State University, became a coach and a teacher. But was far, far away from God at that time because, again, I was scared of him. So it's kind of ironic going from somebody who was really scared of God to one that God uses now to share encouraging words to others. Mm.
What sport did you play?
I played a lot of sports, but I really enjoyed basketball and golf. But what happened with golf, it became a god for me. I mean, it was an idol. It was, I mean, I was obsessed with it. I'd put a net in my apartment and swing the club and things like that. So I had an opportunity to go to San Diego. I wanted to become a PGA golf instructor. Mm. But that summer when I was in Wichita, Kansas, I ended up listening to Christian radio. First time I ever heard the gospel. I was 29 years old and heard this preacher preaching, and I thought he was from Tulsa and found out he was just 3 miles from my house. But again, I was scared. I didn't understand God, so I took 2 months before I decided to go. And when I went there, it wasn't an hour service. They started at 9:30 and didn't get done till noon. but I enjoyed it. And when I came back that night, just before we sat down, you know, you always shake hands and greet people. I turned around and I saw a guy. He looked just like Jesus, long hair and a beard. It's like, God, you got a great sense of humor.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say when I was a little boy in sixth grade, I had a teacher. Her name was Mrs. Lean. And the one thing that really got my attention, Danny, was she was willing to listen to me. And I think a lot of people out there, especially your audiences, that they're just looking for someone to listen to their story. And so she was willing to just spend time after school to listen to me. I didn't feel condemned or judged by her. I just felt like she accepted me and she encouraged me. And so that that kind of spurred me on to go on to where God was leading me to go eventually.
Well, you talk about sports, being an athlete, being a coach. What was life like as a motivational speaker as you spoke to coaches and athletes about the mental game?
Well, how I got started in that was when I first was a varsity coach. We had a good team, but I wanted an advantage. So I started studying about the mental game, and it really helped. I mean, we became successful. But then when I got out of teaching and coaching, when I was living in Wichita, Kansas, that's where I just studied a lot of the mental game. And to be honest with you, it was really a lot about self-help. And through that process, I ended up, somebody gave me a little Gideon Bible, and I just started reading it. And I didn't find out till like years later that I was actually sowing seeds of the truth in my heart at that time. And it obviously was bearing fruit much later on. But as a motivational speaker, I just saw that there was potential in every athlete and the coaches. And so I found things that worked really, really well. The challenging part was I would teach it, I would learn it, and then I would teach it, but I wasn't really living it. So I didn't have a whole lot of credibility. So right now, God only wants me to do three things. He said, Jeffrey, you learn it, you live it, and then you teach it. So everything that I teach, I've already done or I'm doing right now in regards to hearing God's voice.
So going back, you mentioned a time where you thought a speaker that you were listening to on Christian radio was from Tulsa, but you realized he was 3 miles away from your home.
Yeah.
Receiving the Gideon Bible, having the Word of God planted in your heart, or the Word of God percolating in your heart. Those two events, give us a sense of timing. When did they happen in your life?
Well, I was 29 years old. I just quit teaching, and I became a motivational speaker. And so I was actually teaching a class called TNT on Thursday night. It was called Thursday Night Togetherness, and it was basically for singles. And if you just wanted someone to come, you know, learn about different topics, they would have different speakers. So I became one of the speakers. And there was somebody in there that almost like every week he'd give me a gospel track. And I wasn't familiar with it. I never really read the Bible, because when I was a little boy, I just remember we had this, I don't know if you've ever seen these really thick picture Bibles. I had one of those, and I opened it up to a page, and there was a picture of the devil in it, and I shut the Bible. And that was the last time I opened the Bible, until I was 29 years old. And so when I started reading the Word, I was really searching for the truth. You know, it went way beyond self-help, you know, because once I found out the truth, I realized that, hey, you know, there I was believing lies or deception. But one of my favorite verses, Danny, that I loved when I started reading the Word for the first time was John 8:32. And it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And I just really enjoy not only studying the truth, but also sharing the truth with others, because I love to see them set free so that they can do what God's called them to do.
Someone today might be listening and they may ask, well, Jeffrey, how do you know in your search for the truth, how did you come to discover that the truth was found in the Bible?
Well, Jesus said to the Father, "Thy word is the truth," and so I just simply believed it. And there's so many things in the Scriptures that when you read it, it's just so obvious it comes to pass. But I have a lot of peace in my heart, you know, because God wants us to believe the truth. Amen. And so when we choose to believe the truth, there's something that changes on the inside of us. In Romans 12:2, it says to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I believe the way we do that is by meditating on the Scriptures over and over again. So we get a true image of who God is. So it really comes down to believing that the Scriptures that you read is the truth. God spoke them. The Bible even says he can't lie. So since he can't lie, he can only tell the truth.
When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Jeffrey Hardwick. Jeffrey is the founder of A Transforming Word. It's a ministry that equips the body of Christ with encouraging words from the Lord. You can find out more about Jeffrey and his ministry at atransformingword.com. When we come back, we'll talk about his desire, a yearning he had to hear God's voice. Let's hear from him when we come back. Where did that yearning come from? Perhaps you have a yearning to hear the voice of the Lord as well. Perhaps what he shares relates with the desire you have today. So when we come back, more from Jeffrey Hardwick. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Billy Graham and his friend Chuck Templeton had a discussion when they were young evangelists for Youth for Christ. Chuck Templeton was beginning to get curious and in his intellectualism growing, and he went to study at one of the premier theological schools on the East Coast. And he came back once and he said to Billy, "You're committing intellectual suicide by just saying that you believe," because Billy Graham would say, "I know it's the truth because God says it, and I just believe that this is the Word of God." Well, that's what Jeffrey Hardwick said when I asked him about perhaps someone today is wondering how you discover the truth and how can you say that it was found in the Bible. Jeffrey says, "Well, the Bible says it and I believe it." You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. atransformingword.com. That's how you can find out more about Jeffrey Hardwick. You're listening to this program. It's a gift to you. If you want to hear this, pass it on to a family member or friend. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Jeffrey, where do you feel, your desire to hear God's voice, this yearning came from? Where did it come from?
I believe it happened when I was living in Minnesota about 12, 15 years ago. I was reading a Charisma magazine, and there was an article by Lisa Brevere, and she was talking about a conversation she was having years and years ago with Corrie Ten Boom. And for those who don't know who Corrie is, she survived the concentration camps in World War II. And when she was having a conversation with Lisa, something really got my attention. She stopped and paused, and then she kind of looked up to heaven and just started talking with God. And then she turned and continued a conversation with Lisa. And I stopped and I said, Lord, I want that. I want to be able to talk with you and talk with somebody at the same time. And I believe that God answered my prayer right there. And I also believe that if anybody who's listening right now, if you ask God that one question, he's going to say yes to you, because he wants you to be able to not only hear him, but also hear other people's hearts at the same time.
So, Jeffrey, when you pursued to know God personally, what did God do in return?
The biggest thing, Danny, I would say, is he's given me a lot of peace in my heart. The one thing I really had to overcome was fear, and he gave me specific scriptures that helped me overcome that fear. You know, Paul told Timothy that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And even the Apostle John tells us that perfect love casts out fear. So I had a desire to know more of not only God's love, but he gave me the peace that goes along with it. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And what I love about him, he's always with us. The Bible says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And so I just have a desire to know him more and more. And the more I get to know him, the more I get to know that amazing peace and that that unconditional love that he has for everyone.
What assignment did God give you in 2013?
He basically wants me to help the body of Christ to hear God's voice more clearly. And what I do is I put on workshops called How to Hear God's Voice More Clearly, and I emphasize the word more. And the reason for that is because I believe people have already been hearing God's voice. They just haven't been able to distinguish or recognize, saying, okay, that's God and that's not me, you know, where they can tell the difference. And I always tell a story of Michael Jr. He's a Christian comedian, and he talked about one time when he was studying the names of God, like Jehovah Jireh and El Shaddai. He thought, you know, another name for God is something. And for me, when I heard that, I thought, what do you mean something? He said, well, you ever had to make a decision, you know, this is the right decision, and this one you shouldn't make, and then you made the one you shouldn't make, and then afterwards you go, man, something told me not to do that. Well, who was that something? It was God. So people have already been hearing God's voice. So what I do is I teach five simple steps that people actually use in the workshop to be able to not only hear God's voice for themselves, but also to give an encouraging word from God to one of their partners.
What are those steps?
Well, the first step is reading God's word out loud. I believe that God spoke his word, somebody heard it, they wrote it down, and then when we read it, it's to me, it's as if God's speaking to us audibly when I read it out loud. So I always tell people, when you're reading God's word out loud, you hear him guaranteed. And so I've had a lot of people tell me that that was the one step that just turned things around as far as hearing God's voice. The second one, and I believe this is probably the number one reason, Danny, I've been hearing God's voice so clearly in the last several years, is journaling. Because I believe journaling is very important. And I call my journal a conversation journal. And the reason for that is because this is where I have a conversation with God almost every day. I started off almost like a diary. You know, this is what happened, and that's it. But God wanted to talk with me. So I have one question I ask him almost every day is, Lord, what do you want to talk about today? And then I put quotation marks, and he just talks. And then I'll put, like, little brackets when I'm speaking. The third step is one that I think, especially in our society, we just have a challenge with a lot of distractions. And so I talk about how to manage distractions. And I share personally some of the distractions I've had, obviously sports and TV and the phone nowadays can be a huge distraction. And then the fourth step is just asking God the right questions. And a lot of people say, well, what questions should I ask God? Well, God gave me, I share seven questions in the workshop. And the one question is, I remember God gave this to me, Dan, it was so funny. He said, just ask me what questions I want you to ask me. I thought, well, that makes sense. But the good news is not only does he give us the questions, but he gives us the answers as well. So that has really helped people, too. In fact, one person had messaged me, says, you know, when I started reducing my social media time and TV time, he said it was like reducing static on a radio. He said God was there the whole time. I was just now able to hear more clearly. And then the fifth step, Danny, is simply just choosing to listen to God. Because a lot of people, they'll ask God questions and they'll just kind of walk away and they're not able to hear what God is saying. So in a nutshell, when I tell people, you know, if you take all these five steps, it really comes down to this. If you want to hear God more, you simply need to listen more.
Mm-hmm. How, Jeffrey, how do you know that it's not God's voice? Let's do a negative. How do we know that this is not God's voice? To emphasize when we do hear his voice.
Right. Well, the way I see it, Danny, is God can only give us what he has, and it's always good. So if we're not feeling the peace, if we feel confused or fear or anxiety or worry, God can't give that to us. He's not the source of that. So when we're feeling the fears, the anxiety, all those things, I believe it's rooted in a lie, that the devil just kind of gives us a little thought, and he makes us think that it's our own thought, thinking, well, I can't do this because I've never done this before, so I'm afraid of doing it. He'll say it that way where it sounds like he's not going to say, you can't do this because, you know, you're afraid. He'll just make the thought think that it's ours. And so I just believe that when we don't have that peace, And many times when we don't have that joy, then we realize that those thoughts that we're hearing on the inside is not God. And there's that still small voice that God has given us on the inside that I believe everybody can hear God. It's just they need to have that personal relationship with Jesus in order to be able to have that one-on-one conversation with the Father.
You said something in this last explanation. That got me thinking about the importance of knowing the character of God, mm-hmm. because there are certain things you say if it's confusing, if it causes you to worry. There are certain things, and this is not verbatim what you just said, but your assessment of hearing the voice of God was based on your knowledge and experience of the character of God, which is revealed in the Word, which is how you've been able to have more of a firm footing in knowing this is God, this is not God.
Yes, the more that you get to know God, the more you can trust him. In Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And I remember years ago, Danny asked God, well, how do I trust in you with all my heart? You know what he said? He goes, stop leaning on your own understanding. Like, you're funny, Lord. So then one day I read, I believe it was in the Message Bible, it says, trust in the Lord from the bottom of your heart and stop trying to figure things out on your own. Mm-hmm. Because years ago I was very analytical. I would spend a lot of my time in my head trying to figure things out. And God basically just said, hey, if you're trying to figure things out, you don't trust me. Mm-hmm. Why don't you come to me? Because I know all things. So if I ever get stuck in my head, so to speak, and try to figure things out, many times the Lord will just say, get out of your head. And so then what I do is I change my focus from my head, and I literally look down at my heart, because God wants us to have a heart-to-heart conversation with him. And so I listen to him there, and I can really tell, too, Danny, when I jump back in my head, because I don't have a lot of peace up there. But boy, I sure do have a lot of peace in my heart when I'm having that one-on-one conversation with him.
Your description of your experience, Jeffrey, even the inner dialogue that you have, and someone may listen in with a background that may not be grounded in the Lord. He or she may not know Christ. He may be or she may be seeking to find out. That's why they're listening, searching. Mm-hmm. But their belief may be more of a belief that is void of God. And they might be thinking, well, these people are quite strange. I mean, here's Jeffrey Hardwick talking with Danny and Suzanne. It's like he's having these multiple conversations with himself. But you're quite clear in that, you know, there's a deciphering of hearing the voice of God through Christ and now through his indwelling spirit. When you were quite clear about the relationship with God, mm-hmm. through faith in Jesus. So it's this inner dialogue, which you describe, and God speaking, and even how you write in a journal and how you're hearing from the Word of God, is fascinating. And I think it's going to be quite helpful in equipping people to know how to hear God's voice. That's what Jeffrey Hardwick does. His calling includes helping the body of Christ hear God's voice more clearly. You can find out more about Jeffrey at atransformingword.com. When we come back from our break, we'll go a little bit deeper with Jeffrey, because he says it's easy to hear God's voice. But I wonder, how is it easy when some people, and maybe you're listening today and you say, Danny, it's not easy for me. I find it quite difficult to hear God's voice. Well, let's hear what Jeffrey has to say. He not only has a gift in hearing the voice of the Lord, a prophetic gift, really, but a voice who can teach, a teaching gift. So let's hear what he has to say when we come back. Stay with us, all right? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Danny Yamashiro here, Jeffrey Hardwick, our guest, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Thanks for being with us today. Hey, if you're wanting to find out more about Jeffrey, it's atransformingword.com. That's where you go to find out more about him and his ministry, ATW. Jeffrey, someone says, hey, it sounds easy for you, but I find it quite difficult hearing God's voice. Now, this kind of goes in line with what you were describing earlier, but let's go deeper. What would you say to someone who's having difficulty hearing God's voice?
Well, a couple things, Danny, is first of all, I believe that when Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me, that all the disciples have the capability of hearing God's voice. But I believe the devil deceives people, and he wants them to believe that they can hear God's voice. So they think and they say and they believe, I can't hear God. Or some of them may say, oh, I can hear God for somebody else, but not for me. So that's one thing. That's kind of a lie that they believe. And so if they just choose to say, you know what, God says that I can hear that still small voice in the inside of me, I'm just going to choose that I believe hearing God. And they can go back in their lives, too, and realize that God showed me this, he showed me this, yes, that was the Lord leading me. But what the Lord showed me one time, and I think this will really help your listeners realize, it'll almost be like a light bulb going off that God's been speaking to them the whole time, is the Lord showed me that that he has his own Wi-Fi, and God uses acronyms with me a lot. The W stands for words, and many times the Lord, when he speaks to me, will use scriptures, or he'll use certain phrases that I would use. And therefore, I used to live in Minnesota, and there's a phrase up there, we just say, you betcha. And so there's sometimes I'll ask God a question, he'll say, you betcha. I said, God, you can say that. He goes, I'm God. So it's like, okay. He just has a great sense of humor. So the W stands for words. The I is for images. I'm realizing over the last few years that God speaks through a lot of pictures and images, and that's just how he communicates. Because some people may say, well, I don't hear God, but I'm seeing a lot of pictures. The F stands for feelings. For example, when I teach people to give an encouraging word from God to somebody else, you might feel compassion, you might feel love, you might feel an excitement. God wants you to share that feeling with that person. And then the last I is impression. An impression is just something that you get almost like, I would say, in your heart area, that it's it could be a picture, an impression, but it's just like it's something that you just know that you know that you know. So God's Wi-Fi is his words. He uses images, feelings, and impressions. And so if your listeners would just ask the Lord, Lord, which one do you use with me? He can show that to you. But here's the good news, is he can use one or a combination of the four of those to communicate with you.
Describe impression a little bit further.
An impression is something that, this is just for me personally, it's almost like a combination of like a picture and a word at the same time. Because sometimes I will get words, well, I will see the words spelled out. I don't hear the word. For example, truth, I just saw the word truth spelled out, T-R-U-T-H. I didn't hear it, but I got the impression of the truth. And I believe that there's some listeners out there that are like questioning this, that they really want to know the truth, but the enemy wants them to waver and to doubt and question all of this. And all he's doing is he's just covering up the truth with lies and deceptions. The truth is still there. He just wants you to be distracted or question or have unbelief. But if they choose to just simply say, yes, Lord, I want to know the truth, I want to believe the truth, will you help me? I promise you God's going to say yes to that question.
When you speak of a prophetic voice, Jeffrey, I take it you're speaking of a prophetic gift. Is that correct?
It is. You know, Paul told the body of Christ that, you know, he desires that we pursue love and that we all prophesy. I personally don't use the word prophecy very much. I use the word just give an encouraging word from the Lord. For those who don't know what a prophetic word is, it speaks of the future. When a prophetic word is spoken, it can actually change a present situation. And so when I give a word from the Lord, I always ask the same thing. I'll say, Lord, what do you want to say to Danny? And then I'll just give the word. So many times, right off the bat, within the first 30 seconds, God will actually give me something called a word of knowledge. And for your listeners who don't know what that means, is simply a word of knowledge is something that has happened in the past or that is currently going on in a person's life. Another word he can give me is a word of wisdom. For example, if somebody needs to make a decision, do I go this direction or this direction, the Lord will give me a word of wisdom. But one of the surprising things that happen is when God gives me a word from somebody is there's a lot of healing that takes place. Mainly it's mentally or emotionally, but it can set people free from the past. So I just use a combination. I don't use the word prophetic, and for this reason, because I've heard people that have supposedly received a prophetic word, and it wasn't God, and it was discouraging. It made them feel condemned and guilty. So I don't ask them, do you want a prophetic word, because they may have had, you know, a bad experience with that. But if I say, hey, would you like an encouraging word from God today? Most of the people are going to say yes to that. And I always teach people that when you give a word from the Lord, your motive is always love. Because think about it. If you want to receive a word, you want to receive that in love. So I encourage people that when you give a word, I always talk about when I give words almost every day, they're called words of love. And because people want to know God's thoughts and his heart for them.
Your ministry describes comforting, soaking prayers. What is that, comforting, soaking prayers?
Well, if you look at 1 Corinthians 14, that follows the love chapter, I believe that chapter is all about edification. And one of the definitions of a prophetic word is comfort. And so what usually happens is when I do a prophetic soaking prayer is I will have somebody play music in the background, whether it's a keyboard or a guitar, and I will just ask the Lord what the topic is for today, and then I'll just pray out and say, Lord, what do you want to say about trust? A couple weeks ago, I was ministering at YWAM, Youth with a Mission here in Colorado Springs, and the topic there was God's timing, because many of them were going on a mission trip. One left for Germany yesterday, another group left for Greece today. And so they wanted to know God's timing on that. So a prophetic soaking prayer is where God gives them questions, speaking through me, and then I'll pause, and then they have a heart-to-heart conversation on the inside with the Lord. And there's one soaking prayer I've done probably about 4 years ago, and there's been more healing testimonies just on that one. And also, for if there's any listeners that have problems falling asleep at night, you'll probably fall asleep before the soaking prayer is done, because it's very relaxing, comforting. And that one's called God's Love for You. You can find that on my website, or you can go to my YouTube channel, and you'll be able to just have a conversation with the Lord. So if you've never heard God speak to you before, listen to the soaking prayers. It's so relaxing, comforting. It pretty much just ushers you into the presence of God.
What's Jeffrey Hardwick's quiet time like in the mornings or whenever you have your quiet time?
When it's real quiet, I try to get rid of the distractions like TV and phone and just talk with the Lord. I rarely share this, but I'll share this with you today, Danny, is if I really want to focus on the Lord and have a conversation with him where I can stay focused the whole time, what I do is God told me to TOL one time, which means talk out loud. But for me to talk out loud, he says, I want you to LOL, which means to listen out loud. And so what that looks like is what I believe God is saying to me in my heart, I just surrender my mouth, lips, and tongue to him, and I'll just allow him to speak out loud through my mouth. And so then I listen to what he's saying, and then I will answer him out loud too. So it's almost like we're having an audible conversation back and forth. And so when I do that, I just have much more clarity. It helps me to have more focus. But it does take practice to do it the first time. Maybe you'll only get one word, and that's it. And then you just ask the Lord, Lord, what do you mean by that one word? What else do you want to say? Because I remember when I was, one time I gave a word to somebody and God just gave me three words and that was it. And then I gave it to him and then I said, what else, Lord? And then he gave me a sentence and that was it. And then he gave me a paragraph and that was it. And then it started to flow. Well, that night I said, Lord, what's up with that? I've given words before. Why was it so, just like that? He said, Jeffrey, I just want to know if I could trust you with those three words. So if God gives you a word for somebody, it could be a picture. Just describe the picture. You don't have to interpret it. But it really comes back to you having that quiet time with the Lord, that intimacy time with him, that heart-to-heart conversation with him. And when you do that, it will help give you direction for that day. Because I'll ask the Lord, Lord, what's on your agenda today? And he'll show me step by step by step of what it looks like. But there'll be many times God will have I just call them God surprises or God setups, where there's just divine connections and divine appointments waiting really for everybody each day.
Jeffrey, there are times, a moment of transparency on my part, but perhaps someone listening today has experienced something similar. But there have been times for me when I'm going through a challenge, a difficult moment, and in the process of that, I have a difficult time hearing God's voice. I don't know if it's the stress or my mind is swirling with worry. But in light of that, I wonder if there have been challenging moments for you, or maybe a challenging time that you might be willing to share. But through that, how God spoke to you in the midst of the challenge. It might be a practical, some handles, so to speak, experiential handles, at least through you, that we could hold on to in an exemplary form that God might use as sort of a scaffold for us in our learning and in our experience. Would you be willing to maybe share something in relation to that when we come back?
Absolutely.
That's Jeffrey Hardwick. This has been an eye-opening, heartwarming, and encouraging time with him. When we come back for our final segment, more from Jeffrey, how the Lord has helped him through challenging times, and in doing that, how he's heard the voice of the Lord in the midst of the difficulty. Are you challenged today? Are you facing a difficult moment? Do you have questions or worries swirling around in your mind? Well, the Lord sends Jeffrey to share heart to heart with us. Suzanne, myself, hey, we're being encouraged by him, and I believe you will too. Stay with us, okay? Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, it's one thing to hear the voice of God. It's something that I believe, well, many people yearn for. Perhaps it could be argued that all people yearn to hear the voice of God, that God made us that way. Well, the Lord sends Jeffrey Hardwick today to speak about this subject. It's something that he has been called to do. It's his ministry. It's his life. It's something you can find out more about when you go to atransformingword.com. Jeffrey Hardwick, he's the founder of that ministry. And to find out more about this program, the resources we offer at thegoodlifehawaii.com. This program is available for you to listen to share, to pass on, encourage someone else. Jeffrey, how has the Lord spoken to you through difficult times, in difficult times?
Well, it was about 10 years ago when I had the opportunity to move from Minnesota to Colorado to go to Bible college. And at the time, I was working in a ministry about 80, 90 hours a week. I had room and board and just $50 a week. And so I wasn't able to save up a lot of money for that. But I remember when God told me to go, he simply just gave me two words, Danny. He said, go, and I will provide. But boy, it stretched me. You know, you question God. You think, you know, how is this going to work out again? I'm stuck in my head trying to figure things out. But I just continue to go back and just remind myself that God gave me those two words. So when I flew from Minneapolis to come to Colorado Springs, the first day of school I went there and I asked, you know, did anybody sponsor me? They said no. And so I said, what do I do? They said, well, just, you know, go through the registration by faith and just believe God will provide. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's easy for you. You work here. So I ended up going through that, and somebody came up, he was a third-year student, and he says, your name Jeffrey? I said, yes. And he handed me a check for $1,560 that paid for my tuition for the first semester, books and fees. And I just started bawling, you know, because God did, he did provide. So I had to go, I goed, and he provided, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And so even though there's times where, for example, people say they don't hear God. This is and there's been times where I ask God a question, I haven't heard anything. There could be two situations, Danny. Number one, he may have told you the answer before, and you've asked him over and over and over again. Eventually, he just said, I'm not going to answer because I already told you. Mm-hmm. So you could just ask God, Lord, if I already asked you this question, yes. Could you remind me what the answer was? Because I'd like to know right now. A second time might be a timing thing where God will just, he just wants to wait for certain things to line up before he reveals that answer to you. But I understand what it feels like to go through just a struggling time. A lot of times the Lord has helped me if I'm not hearing him because my emotions and I'm kind of stuck in my head and thinking of the worst case scenario, the Lord will just kind of slow things down for me to bring me back to the truth. And he'll just remind me of who I am, that I'm his beloved son. You know, the Bible talks about we're children of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. We're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're in right standing with him. He loves us. We're already accepted in the beloved. So he'll continue to remind me of those scriptures that will kind of just bring me back to where I should be as far as focusing, and then I'm able to hear him more clearly.
Hmm. Suzanne?
Well, thank you. I'm taking notes feverishly as you're speaking, as I did when I listened to your blog. But a couple of things that have touched my heart, Jeffrey. Our son calls it, UTOG, undistracted time with God. And I really believe, certainly myself and many of our listeners need to be reminded about the pricelessness and the value of just setting aside that undistracted time with God and do it in expectation. Because you're telling us and you're teaching us that if we will ask, if we will go to Him, He's there. He's waiting. And I also appreciate your recommendation and the value of reading the Word out loud, talking out loud, making this a verbal conversation. And the other thing this reminds me of is Psalm 25, verse 14. The Lord reserves His secrets for those who reverence Him. With them alone, He shares the secrets of His promises. And that's what I've learned through my time with the Lord, is the more I reverence Him, the more He reveals Himself to me. Would you feel like that fits with what you're saying?
Yes, I like what you said at the beginning as far as the distractions. I talk about, instead of spending time with God, we invest time with God.
I love
because it. Because when we spend it, you know, it's done. But when we invest it, to me, it's long-term. Mm-hmm. Spending is short-term, but investing is long-term. And we want to invest in our relationship with Him. But at the same time, when He's calling on us, we need to listen. It's our responsibility to position ourselves to listen and to receive. And like I said, the very simple, easiest step you can use is the Word of God, is reading out loud and just asking Holy Spirit, what does this scripture mean? Or what you could do is, if you're reading the Gospels, just ask Jesus, what was it like in this, you know, example, you know, when He healed a man at Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
So I will ask Him to reveal to me, since He was there, obviously, what was it like, you know, kind of give me the scenario, how many people were there, you know, and almost like, what's it like when the angel comes and stirs up the water, you know, the splashing of the person getting, you know, I want to, I guess, get involved, not just hearing it, but I want to see it and, you know, use the five physical senses. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're
Jeffrey,
welcome.
What would you say to someone? Maybe this is a moment for you to share a loving word, as you say, with someone right now who's facing a daunting task or an overwhelming situation, and they feel like they are being driven down to a very low place. A word for them?
I'm just hearing the Lord wants you to realize that God is a God of possibilities, and that He wants you to focus on His possibilities, where there is no limit when it comes to what God is capable of doing. That Jesus said that with God all things are possible. And in Ephesians 3:20, it says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works within you. And even Gabriel, when he had met Mary, his response was, nothing is impossible with God. And the other thing the Lord wants to remind you too, that He is with you right now. He is literally only one that understands what you're going through. He feels what you feel right now. And He is the one that he's simply just saying, come to me. The Bible says in the book of James, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And I just see Jesus right now with His arms wide open. And He's just saying, just come to me. Just talk with me. I want to embrace you. I want to love you. I know exactly what you need to hear. And there was a time, Danny, where I was just in a similar situation of what you're sharing regarding some people in your audiences. The Lord told me one thing, and I just bursted out crying. And He just said, I'm all in. In other words, he's committed to me. He goes, I am all in. And for something, when he said that, something just broke on the inside. I just needed to hear that. And just recently, he told me, he goes, I'm here to help my son. My son's in need right now, and I'm here to help you. And I've never heard that from him before, but it's true. He's here to help everybody in your audience right now. But we need to respond to him. And that is something that everybody is capable of doing. God created us to do the things that we're capable of doing. Philippians 4:13 says what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That includes hearing his voice. That includes doing what you've been called to do. And again, God makes when God simplifies things for me, when I see it as simple and easy, I know it's from God.
Jeffrey, we've got about a minute left. Could you lead us in a closing prayer?
Yes. Well, Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for every person that you created. And I thank you, Father, that you are showing them today and helping them to believe that, first of all, you do exist, that you are their creator, and that you created them to not only listen to you, but hear you. And Lord, I just pray right now that you reveal to them their purpose in life. They want to know why they're here for such a time as this. And Father, I just thank you that you are one that is making all things work out together for their good, because they love you and they're called according to your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, Jeffrey, thank you. Thank you for being with us today, sharing your heart with us, and your gift, your teaching gift as well. What a blessing.
I want to thank you also.
You're welcome. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Heartfelt Words from Jeffrey Hardwick. Find out more at atransformingword.com. God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. My friend, if you haven't done so, I believe this is also the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Jesus said in John 10:27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jeffrey Hardwick, atransformingword.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chance Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.